Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. This morning, I'm going to be speaking from 1 Corinthians 15. It is, of course, the great chapter in which Paul speaks about the gospel message. And also, in this great chapter, Paul talks about the resurrection. And he explains the meaning of the resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15 is a long chapter. It has 58 verses. And it contains very marvelous doctrinal teaching concerning the resurrection. Or in the Greek it is called the Anastasis Nekron. And so, or literally, the standing up of the body. I'm going to begin in verse 51. And Paul writes, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass, saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, beloved brethren, be steadfast or settled, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord," or superabounding in the work of the Lord. "For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." So, the next great eschatological event or end time event for the church is the snatching out of the church. The snatching out or snatching away has been called the rapture. And Paul, in no uncertain terms, teaches the physical or the physicality of the resurrection or the resurrection and the rapture of the church. Now, there have been those. Who have wanted to spiritualize the resurrection of Jesus and they therefore wanted to spiritualize the teaching of the rapture and the teaching of the resurrection. And capable scholars have since vigorously defended the doctrine of the physical resurrection of the body, which is what the scripture teaches, not some sort of spiritual mysticism with regard to the resurrection. See, if one can spiritualize the teaching of the resurrection, then one can make light of it and make it very superficial again, I'm real cognitive, or as I said a moment ago, build around it a subjective spiritual mysticism. But that is not what the Word of God does. The Word of God teaches second coming of Jesus. Now, I realize that there are those who say that Jesus is not coming again. There was an announcement by a major denomination in which it was said that Jesus is not coming again. And so it is wonderful to note that in the Word of God, we have already been taught that there would be such end-time teachings. These are Antichrist. And so therefore, these individuals deny, decry, minimize, or even are haughtily have a haughty disdain for historic doctrines of the faith. Now notice what Paul says in verse 52, in a moment. Greek has atomo, A-T-O-M-O, which we get our word atom. And it used to be believed that the atom was indivisible. And then we learned otherwise. But here he is talking about an instant, a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Now notice carefully the language. Paul did not say in the blinking of an eye. He said in the twinkling of an eye. This event, this rapture, this snatching out event will occur at the, and then he writes, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound. This is a trumpet call to order, a trumpet call to assembly, to come together. Those believers who are asleep in Jesus, or who sleep in Jesus, will be raised. Notice the language, and the dead, of course, dead is an adjective, and the dead shall be raised, incorruptible. Therefore, if the dead are raised incorruptible, their bodies will no longer be subject to the laws of the second law of thermodynamics. There will be no wasting away. There will be no wearing down. There will be time and age will not wreak havoc over the body. That will all be suspended because the individual will have an incorruptible body. And notice what happens thereafter. The dead will rise first, and then at the end of verse 52, Paul explains, we shall be changed. Notice how the verb, the state of being verb, be, modifies the verb changed. So, we shall be. 1 John chapter 3 says, we shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. Now, in saying that we shall be like him, John is emphasizing that the change that will come, that we will undergo, will not be a mere outward change. There will also be an intrinsic change that will occur within us. We shall be like him. We shall be like him, for we shall see, observe him. We shall observe with understanding. We shall observe with accurate perception. We shall see him, notice this, as he is. Another state of being word. We shall see him as he is. So we shall see in the first person person of the Anthropos, the Son of Man, God's representative man. Therefore, he shall be like this one, his second Adam, who did not fall, but who carried out the will of God, one who said, my food is to do the will of him that sent me. We shall observe him. We shall be like him. We shall be wholly and completely changed for the heavenly realm. This is our hope. Those who have loved ones who have fallen asleep in Jesus, this gives them hope. This comforts the pain of loss and gives us hope that we shall be with our loved ones again. Now, my wife and I have lost two babies. And what has comforted our hearts is the knowledge that we shall see those babies again. And God has wonderfully blessed our hearts, taken care of our hearts through those losses. And we have other relatives that have since gone home to be with the Lord. We shall meet them. Now, we read, and Paul states, absent from the body, present but for. And so, those who die or who sleep in Jesus now are in an incomplete state before the Lord. They will come back to read, and they will receive their resurrection bodies. We will be changed. And we both groups, those who sleep in Jesus, those who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, will receive resurrection bodies. And we have this wonderful promise that so shall we ever be with the Lord. Verse 53, Paul states, for this corruptible adjective must, that is, it is necessary in the nature of the case. Is the first word in the Greek New Testament. I love this particular word, like I love the Hebrew word debar in the Old Testament. Dei, it is necessary in the nature of the case that this corruptible put on or be robed in corruption. God is going to change us in such a marvelous way that we might enjoy his presence. And this mortal, subject to death, this mortal must put on immortality. And so we shall. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal, one who is subject to decay and death, shall have put on immortality, one who is not subject to decay and death, then shall be brought to pass the same that is written, death swallowed up in victory. And so, this is God's word, the Thanatos. That is death. Ho Thanatos. We have the masculine article ho that modifies the Greek noun Thanatos, or death. Then we have the preposition eis, E-I-S, and then the word nikos, or for victory. Death shall be swallowed up in victory. There are no losers in Christ. We're all winners because of the work that Jesus has done. God bless you this morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.